I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Wednesday, July 21st. I'm Maria Chaleos. Sunny skies in downtown Salt Lake City and 86 degrees.
A nasty crash tying up the intersection of State and 39th. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL's top story this hour. Cleanup is underway in Erta after a big explosion in a well house. Fire crews say they are happy the explosion didn't hurt anyone. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has details.
Fire officials say it happened on Erta Way, where a concrete well house was being built. They say there was a slow leak coming from a propane tank that had been used earlier that day, and when the well turned on, it caused a spark, essentially blowing up the structure. Fire officials say the well house itself is heavily damaged. There was significant damage to a nearby garage, and a piece of steel was blown out and smashed into the back of the house.
Investigators also say it blew a steel door off its hinges, but luckily there was minimal amount of fire. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. Fire officials in Taylorsville are working on a small fire right now at a golf course. Unified Fire says the blaze has burned about a half an acre at Meadowbrook Golf Course. There's currently no threat to any buildings. Fire crews are again going door-to-door today to remind people not to light off personal fireworks for Pioneer Day. Salt Lake City Fire Chief Carl Lieb is encouraging people to attend professional fireworks shows to enjoy the holiday.
Get your family together. Go out to the professional fireworks. We'll be there standing by. We can have more of a controlled environment for those shows, and everyone can have fun.
He says residents caught lighting off personal fireworks could face a fine of up to $1,000. The Great Salt Lake has officially tied its lowest level in recorded history set back in 1963. The Utah Division of Water Resources says the lake will drop even more over the coming days, setting a new record low. Members of Congress heard from experts today about the extreme heat scorching much of the nation. Representative Mikey Sherrill says hundreds of people suffer heat-related deaths every year, and that may be an undercount.
Extreme heat is the deadliest natural disaster, killing more people than floods, tornadoes, and other extreme weather events combined.
Republican Representative Stephanie Bice said in the same subcommittee meeting today that progress has been made in combating the effects of extreme weather on communities. KSL's top national stories today. Officials in Tokyo now say that COVID cases have more than doubled in the past 7 days.
Inside Olympic Village, the stress of testing positive or being deemed ineligible due to close contact with infected individuals weighing on athletes. Team USA swim captain Ryan Murphy speaking to us about life inside the Olympic Village.
That's kind of a doomsday scenario. So I'm really trying not to focus in on that.
79 accredited individuals, including athletes, now testing positive.
ABC's Amy Robach reporting. The family of a beach volleyball player who tested positive for COVID says he should be allowed to play in the Olympics. Taylor Crabb is the partner of Jake Gibb from Bountiful, Utah. KSL-TV Cher Park has the latest from Tokyo.
Well, USA Volleyball tells me that there is a protocol for an alternate athlete to be brought in. In the meantime, Gibb is in the sand here in Tokyo. He recently posted videos on his Instagram account. You can see he's out there practicing without a partner. Now, I've reached out to Gibb, but he is actually at practice right now, just down the way from us here at the Hilton Odaiba Hotel. Protocols here because of COVID, the practice is closed. Nobody's allowed really in there to see what's going on.
Now, the family says he's fine and healthy, and this is a terrible situation. The Tokyo Olympic Committee has not ruled out a last-minute cancellation of the Games. The CEO says he would keep an eye on coronavirus infection numbers and confer with other organizers if necessary. But the World Health Organization says we need the Summer Games as a celebration of hope amid the pandemic. The WHO director says that the Games had to make the right plan and measures in place. Hopes are high that the Olympics go off without a hitch from organizers here in Utah. Fraser Bullock, the president of the committee for the Games, says he understands the challenges that Tokyo is facing after he worked on the 2002 Games.
We had 37,000 milestones that we had to put together and accomplish to host the Games. We had 40 functions. We had 50,000 people between volunteers and contractors. It's a massive undertaking. But it's so exciting, it's so fun, and it's so worth it.
Bullock says Utah is still working on a bid to host the Winter Games again in either 2030 or 2034. Competition is already underway for the U.S. women's soccer team. ABC's Jim Ryan reports on their latest crushing loss.
Led by Megan Rapinoe, Team USA was expected to take gold in the 2016 Games in Rio. But Sweden had other ideas and bounced the Americans out of medal contention altogether. 5 years later, the Swedes were in control start to finish on Wednesday, defeating the American women's soccer team 3-0. The U.S. returns to action on Saturday for what is now a crucial match against New Zealand. Jim Ryan, ABC News at the Summer Olympics in Tokyo.
One of the USA flag bearers for the Tokyo opening ceremonies has a Utah connection. Baseball player Eddie Alvarez played for Salt Lake Community College. He also competed in speed skating in the Winter Olympics. Coming up on KSL, more and more people refusing to wear masks on planes, and a look at your noontime drive.
A crash in the intersection at State Street and 3900 South in South Salt Lake, blocking multiple directions of traffic. Ricky Meeson, the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 12:05.
Utah's only all-news morning show.
Requirements on watering lawns.
Money to improve our water systems.
And in the afternoon, catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
Corn, peanuts, and the nightmare where children give away their personal information.
Mornings and afternoons. On KSL News Radio. Utah's all-day companion.
Fidelity Investments is hiring now in Salt Lake City. If you have a Series 7 financial license, you'll find career opportunities at their Salt Lake City and American Fork Regional Centers. And if you don't have existing experience but like to help people, Fidelity is a great place to start your career. At Fidelity, they provide stability and opportunities to help you change lives every day while making sure you have benefits that make an impact in your own life. At Fidelity, you'll find supportive work environments, training and resources to help you thrive, opportunities to grow a career within an organization across multiple roles and business units, all adapting with you throughout your career, because your workplace should work for you too. So find your Fidelity and visit FidelityCareers.com. Explore jobs today at their Salt Lake City and American Fork Regional Centers. That's FidelityCareers.com. FidelityCareers.com. Fidelity is an equal opportunity employer.
COVID-19 has kept many people from doing the things they truly love. But it's not just the pandemic that's been holding you back. It's your knee pain. And if it's not your knee pain, it's your shoulder pain. It's always something, isn't it? As everyone gets back to doing the things they love, your knee or your shoulder shouldn't be preventing you from enjoying your life with the people who matter most. Leave your pain behind. Visit the Active Joint Institute. Active Joint specializes in helping people with joint pain improve their lives dramatically without surgery. So get back to playing on the floor with your grandkids. Get back to those walks with friends. Get back to climbing those stairs with no pain. Get back to the active lifestyle you love, pain-free. Learn more about your knee and shoulder pain and how to get reliable relief without surgery. Visit theactivejointinstitute.com. Theactivejointinstitute.com.
Be the first to hear breaking news or emergency traffic updates. Text the word news to 57500. That's the UCCU KSL text line. Love where you bank. Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story. Firefighters are cleaning up after a well house exploded earlier today in Erta. Officials say there was a slow leak from a propane tank that sparked and blew up that structure. UTA is continuing to purchase land in Box Elder County ahead of an expansion of the Front Runner commuter rail. UTA Board of Trustees has approved the purchase of a nearly 3-mile section of old rail that runs adjacent to Willard Bay. Now, according to the Herald Journal, the Utah Department of Transportation has owned the area, but UTA made the purchase of $2.75 million. Now, airports are seeing a surge in violence from unruly passengers. ABC's Victor Okendo says many of the incidents happen because passengers refuse to wear masks.
The number of disruptive passengers across the country skyrocketing. The Federal Aviation Administration announcing nearly 100 more incidents with unruly passengers in just the last week. This year alone, airlines reporting more than 3,000 incidents of bad behavior on board flights, more than 2,000 of those incidents involving passengers refusing to comply with federal mask mandates.
The Federal Aviation Administration is now proposing fines as high as $52,000. The parents of a child injured by a Peloton treadmill are suing that company. ABC's Dave Packer reports.
It's a death trap.
Parents of a 4-year-old boy who got pinned underneath a Peloton Tread Plus treadmill speaking out after deciding to sue the company.
Children should not be sucked under a conveyor belt that can kill them.
Egal and Sarah Sadoun say they dropped off their son with family for a sleepover. Hours later, they say he was en route to the hospital with third-degree burns.
We're shocked to hear that a treadmill can do that to somebody.
The Sadoun say they sued because of the weeks it took Peloton to issue a recall after dozens of accidents, including the death of a child. More from ABC's Eva Pilgrim.
Lawyers for this family pointing out that most other at-home use treadmills have that safety guard on the back of them to prevent this type of accident. Peloton releasing a statement to us saying that they take these incidents and others like it very seriously and say they are cooperating with the recall, offering their customers a full refund through November 6th.
For what it's worth, Dave Packer, ABC News.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Ricky Meese, good afternoon. What's going on?
Good afternoon, Maria. We have a rollover crash getting mopped up in South Salt Lake. It has affected multiple directions of traffic in the intersection of State Street and 3900 South. If you have to go that route, a lot of traffic is able to get through, but you do need to use a little bit of caution, and it wouldn't hurt to just plan ahead and use an alternate route. We also have had a crash northbound I-15 at Pioneer Crossing in American Fork. It's been moved to the left shoulder, but did cause a little bit of backup and a small accident. Also in Utah County, southbound I-15, 1400 North in Springville, it's on the right shoulder. If your child begins kindergarten in 2022, it's time to apply for Waterford Upstart. Get them ready at home at no cost. It's fun and easy. Register today at waterfordupstart.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's check the forecast with Grant Wayman.
Scattered thunderstorms today and high temperatures right around the upper 90s. More of the same tomorrow with, again, scattered thunderstorms more likely in the afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunshine and 88 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News. For those in Japan, a different atmosphere for the Olympics than ever before. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Did you know that health and energy begin in the mouth? And the last I checked, chewing your food isn't a luxury. That's why at Grandpa's Dental, they make oral health care affordable so that you can get the treatment you deserve. At Grandpa's Dental, their crowns and dentures are all done in-house. And their prices? Well, their crowns start at $4.99. Missing a tooth? Implants are $14.99 with the crown. Dentures starting at $5.49. And if you have several missing teeth and are looking for an all-on Ford dental implant solution, they're offering a 25% discount. See, at the end of the day, it's not just about a beautiful smile, but that your oral health is taken care of. Because they live by Grandpa's words, that health and energy begin in the mouth. So happy 4th of July, and they'll see you soon at Grandpa's Dental in Orem or Murray. Schedule your free consultation at GrandpasDental.com. That's GrandpasDental.com.
They've worked much of their lives for one chance of a lifetime to compete on the brightest stage against the best in the world. This summer, a record number of Olympic athletes from Utah are traveling to the Tokyo Games, and the KSL Tokyo Olympic team is right there with them to bring their stories home to you. From here to there, only one Utah team has you covered. The KSL Tokyo Olympic team. The opening ceremony is July 23rd.
Are your golden years proving not to be so golden? Retirement income isn't stretching quite as far as it used to. Life happens. Job loss, loss of spouse, reduction of income, divorce, unexpected expenses. For most, your home just may be your single largest retirement resource that's not being utilized. You spend years of your hard-earned money paying down the mortgage. Maybe it's time to use your home to pay you back. We've all heard of reverse mortgages, but have you heard of today's new reverse mortgage? There have been drastic changes to the reverse mortgage program over the years, and it's more viable than ever. Talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom and discuss your best options for you. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they specialize in is reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. Or online at reversefreedom.com. NMLS ID 1382816.
Back to school savings. Shopko Optical is offering 50% off frames with lens purchase. Visit shopko.com to schedule an exam and for offer details and limitations.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
a big explosion near a home in Erta. Investigators say a propane leak caused the explosion in the well house, but luckily no one was hurt. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, firefighters are going door to door today in Salt Lake to remind people of firework safety. They say the danger is high for sparking wildfires ahead of the holiday weekend. Third hour biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
A rollover crash in South Salt Lake blocking northbound lanes of traffic on State Street at 3900 South. It's in the intersection. Multiple other directions have also been affected. Use caution if trying to travel through that area. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A few hit or miss thunderstorms in 99. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny and 88 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi rejecting Representatives Jim Banks and Jim Jordan, two of the five recommendations from Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy for the January 6th Select Committee. Now McCarthy is briefing, holding a briefing now, and saying he's pulling all GOP members from the panel, and he'll set to hold a briefing a little bit later as well. Banks and Jordan voting to overturn the election results on January 6th. Pelosi, in her statement, said the appointments could impact, quote, the integrity of the investigation. Infrastructure Week landing on the Senate floor today with a test vote scheduled on the bipartisan infrastructure plan, even though the working group is still negotiating the terms of the bill. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell earlier.
There's no outcome yet. No bipartisan agreement. No text. Nothing for the Congressional Budget Office to evaluate. And certainly nothing on which to vote.
Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says today's vote just opens debate while negotiations continue. Some health officials comparing the COVID Delta variant to a raging forest fire as cases surge around the U.S. ABC's Alex Perche is in Washington.
The country is now averaging 26,000 cases per day, up 25% in the last week. Public health researchers in Arkansas described the sharp rise in infections and hospitalizations as a raging forest fire. In Tennessee, hospitalizations have doubled this month.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time for the KSL In-Depth. More uncertainty for the Olympics. The Tokyo Olympic Committee is still not ruling out canceling the Games, even with the opening ceremonies coming up on Friday. KSL TV's Alex Cabrero is in Tokyo and spoke with KSL News Radio's Debbie Dujanovic this morning. Now, he says the atmosphere for these Olympics is totally different than in the past.
Normally at this time, we're a day and a half right now in Tokyo from opening ceremonies. And normally there's a buzz in the air. There's excitement. People are outside. There's some cheering. There's little exhibits going on. And the athletes are out and about meeting each other. There's just this electricity you can feel. And we're not feeling that for this Games at all. Instead, there's kind of a feeling, I'm not going to say dread, but almost uncertainty, as in what's going to happen. Case counts continue to rise. Athletes are testing positive. So there's kind of we're going to do this, but let's just push through. And then what? You know, what happens if all of a sudden a bunch of athletes start testing positive, or if the case counts continue to rise? I feel bad for Japan I feel bad for the athletes. This is certainly what nobody signed up for when Tokyo was awarded the Games 8 years ago now. Normally with the Olympics, it's for a city to show off, to brag about itself, to show the world what it's capable of, and Japan just isn't able to do that. And for the athletes, I feel terrible for them. This is, they've trained their whole lives for this moment, and instead they can't mingle with each other, they can't go out and explore, they can't see the city, and they're competing in empty stadiums and venues where their friends and families can't even come. And for most of these athletes, Deb, this is their one Olympics they will ever go to. So it's a tough scenario, a tough situation all the way around.
In other Olympic news, Utah volleyball player Jake Gibb is now looking for a new partner in Tokyo after his partner, Taylor Crabb, tested positive for the coronavirus. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time 1219. Time for a check of traffic and weather together. Sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Meese.
Salt Lake County freeways, you're good to go. No accidents, no delays. I-15 in Utah County seeing good speeds both directions despite having a couple of earlier crashes there on I-15. They are no longer affecting traffic. But for Davis County drivers, it's a little heavy and slow as you're going from Antelope Drive up to Hill Air Force Base and then in South Salt Lake. Crews are still on the scene clearing a rollover crash, possible injuries, blocking northbound State Street at 3900 South. Other directions have also been impacted in that crash. Physicians, do you feel confident in your financial plan, your investments? True North Wealth is honored to be serving hundreds of Utah's physicians. That's True North Wealth. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And time for a look at the 7-day forecast. Let's see if Grant Wayman has found any cooler temperatures for us.
Well, we're going to see some passing thunderstorms today. High temperatures about 99 degrees. More of the same thing tomorrow as well. Friday, again, sunshine in the morning for the parade and then scattered thunderstorms afternoon. High temperatures Friday up to 98. And basically more of the same for the weekend. Partly cloudy both Saturday and Sunday. Highs into the upper 90s. The scattered thunderstorms do return starting Monday. The high temperature 96. And we're up to 95 on Tuesday. Also, scattered thunderstorms. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Partly cloudy and 91 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Markets once again in positive territory. We'll check your money news coming up next.
Tim and Amanda here letting you know that June is a great time to buy a Honda, especially right now when they're offering top dollar for your trades. But if you're looking for a new vehicle at any of their 7 dealerships from Logan to Orem, make sure and take that HR-V for a test drive. And I say thank you to Brandon Wilson at Ken Garf Honda downtown. This HR-V seats five comfortably, but it has something they call a magic seat in the back that is configurable to many things, even accommodating items up to 8 feet long. And if you're looking for entertainment on the road, it comes with a 7-inch display audio screen.
Now, I own a Honda Accord, but I've had a chance to drive the big one, the Pilot, and my thanks to Scott at Larry H. Miller Honda in Murray for that. The Pilot seats 8 easily, and it's got the heated and ventilated front seats. We need those ventilated front seats. It's got the hands-free power tailgate and this cool PA system where you can talk from the front driver's seat all the way to the people in the back.
And don't forget, your trade-in has never been worth more. The more you compare, the more you know. It's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Hey there, homeowners. Have you had that annoying experience of low water pressure in the shower where you hardly had enough pressure to wash the shampoo out of your hair? You know, the same shower you have to yell, "Don't flush the toilet, I'm in the shower!" Don't put up with this anymore. Get rid of those old, rusty, corroded pipes and get brand new PEX or copper pipes. Repipe Specialist does repiping unlike anyone else. It's all they do. They've been giving customers great water pressure, clean, clear water, and a pipe leak-free home for over 25 years, all in just 1 to 2 days at half the cost of a plumber with a lifetime guarantee. Everyone deserves great water pressure, and no more getting scalded in the shower or having to see and drink rusty colored water. Call us today for your free in-home estimate. We'll even take 20% off our already low price when you call us today. Repipe Specialists. Call today, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988, 888-583-6988.
NMLS 1817019.
For the month of July, LendRight Mortgage declares freedom from closing costs and high interest rates. Simply start a purchase or refinance loan in the month of July using LendRight Mortgage's Freedom Loan, and we'll cover 100% of your closing costs. With APRs as low as 1.87% for a 10-year term and 2.67% on a 30-year LendRight Mortgage's Freedom Loan can save you tens of thousands compared to the higher rates and fees charged by other lenders. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com. Start your Freedom Loan purchase or refi by the end of July, and 100% of the closing costs are on us. Call 801-APPROVE or visit LendRightMortgage.com.
See the world premiere of 1820, the musical, live on stage August 6th. David Archuleta hails it as fantastic, well-written. For tickets, call the Covey Center for the Arts today.
Hi, it's Tori DeVito. In every family, small conversations can make a big impact. Like when my dad shared his experiences as an alcoholic.
Your honesty about that part of your life gave me a sense of integrity that I wanted to uphold in my own life.
I wanted you to know from someone who's been in recovery more than 30 years now that hard work is what creates success, not alcohol or other drugs. I said it a lot, and I'm glad you took it to heart.
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time 1224. A UK man is under arrest for allegedly hacking over 130 big-name Twitter accounts last year. ABC's Alex Stone has details.
Victims of the Twitter hack include names like Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Kanye West, Barack Obama, Joe Biden, Jeff Bezos, Mike Bloomberg, Warren Buffett, and Kim Kardashian, plus companies like Apple and Uber. Now 22-year-old Joseph O'Connor is under arrest in Spain on federal charges out of San Francisco. He's likely to be extradited to the U.S. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Netflix added even more users to its subscription service in the last quarter. Company says it added 1.5 million subscribers in the last few months. That means over 209 million people are paying for Netflix. Of course, that doesn't include all the people mooching off of other people's accounts. Coca-Cola's second quarter earnings and revenue beat expectations and surpassed 2019 levels. Company reports sales rose 42% to $10.13 billion for the last few months. People are buying homes further away from work to try to save money on home prices. An analysis from Zillow found that home buyers have been willing to take on long commutes in exchange for lower prices. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by nearly a full percent, up by 245 points, sits at 34,758, S&P 500 up by 28, and the NASDAQ up by 85 points. A new study ranks Salt Lake City number 3 in the nation for cats.
What I love most about cats is their personality.
The website OneVet ranked 50 cities across the U.S. on a number of criteria affecting our feline friends.
They're the non-prescription antidepressant.
Things like the number of rentals per 1,000 that allow cats, the number of veterinarians, the number of cat adoptions, and the number of cat cafes.
I call him my boyfriend because he loves me.
Salt Lake City comes in behind Miami and Orlando, Florida. The worst place in the U.S. to be a cat? New York, New York. Don Brinkerhoff, KSL News Radio.
We're going to update your traffic and weather coming up next. This week's movie show brought to you by My Hearing Centers. Learn about the amazing new Signia X hearing aid and find out how you can win a free pair from My Hearing Centers.
The KSL team is scorching hot. In the morning, Tim and Amanda with breaking news from 5 till 9.
David Dujanovic, 9 to noon.
And inside sources from 1 till 3.
And on the drive home,
catch Jeff Kaplan's Minute of News.
Scorching hot.
And they're also pretty cool.
Your all-day companions for news
are on KSL News Radio.
Whether you're going on vacation or getting groceries, if you don't make a list, chances are you will forget something. The same is true in retirement. If you want to make sure you haven't overlooked anything, Mike Stevens at Capital Wealth Advisors can help. Mike has a checklist to help you find out if you are on the right track for retirement. Take the checklist challenge. If you can check all the boxes on the list with confidence, you may be ready for retirement. If not, Capital Wealth Advisors can help you address any potential costly mistakes. For the free checklist, go to retireutah.com. That's retireutah.com. See if you've got it right. Take Mike Stevens at Capital Wealth Advisors Checklist Challenge today. Get it at retireutah.com. And for more on retirement planning, tune in to Mike's radio show, Retire Utah Radio, Saturday mornings at 5. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Capital Wealth Advisors, LLC, a state of Utah registered investment advisor. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal.
Steven.
Who said that?
Me, down here.
Ugh, what are you, a yellow booger?
I'm a banana slug, Steven.
What are you doing in my room?
I'm your sense of adventure. It's been a long time since we've had an adventure in the forest.
Mom took me to the forest last year.
I'm a slug, Steven. It took me a long time to get here.
You're right. I should get out.
Yeah, the forest is not that far away.
Hey, Mom!
Come to the forest where the more adventurous you lives. Check out discovertheforest.org for cool places nearby. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. The latest on your drive, here's Ricky Meese.
A little bit of busy traffic on northbound I-15 in Davis County between Antelope Drive and Center Street in Clearfield, but that is all that I'm seeing as far as any kind of heavy and slow traffic on any of the valley freeways. Cleanup continues on a rollover crash in South Salt Lake, northbound State Street in the intersection at 3900 South. At Friendly Home Services, get a free Friendly air duct cleaning and filtration when you buy a new AC system with installation. Call or visit friendlyhomeservice.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And it feels like we are stuck in a pattern. Let's get the latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
A few thunderstorms still possible. And up to 99. And tomorrow, more of the same. Scattered thunderstorms mainly afternoon. High temperatures also up to 99. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon, KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. It's sunny in downtown Salt Lake City and 91 degrees. KSL's top story this hour. State fire officials are thanking Utahns for being responsible since July 4th, and they're hoping that we'll all keep up the good work for Pioneer Day. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt explains.
The number of fire starts this year is slightly above average, but human-caused fires this month are below average.
We really went down as far as our human-caused starts. So that's huge.
Jason Curry with Utah Forestry Fire and State Land says the average for the week of July 12th to the 18th is 31, and we're only at 22 this year. We're also below average for the week of July 4th and even the week before that. With another firework-heavy holiday this weekend,
we're asking people to keep up the good work in terms of preventing fires.
Utahns can legally start lighting fireworks tomorrow. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
If you plan to go to one of Utah's lakes or reservoirs, check to see if you can launch your boat. Several have closed their boat ramps or have advisories. State Park spokesman Devin Chavez told the Dave and Dujanovic show that you have to be safe on the water, too, because of the low water levels.
Especially when it comes to these navigation hazards that are in the forms of rocks, beaches, sandbars. And, you know, there's a lot of people out there and there's less water. So, unfortunately, it could mean another boat or another person. So it's making sure that you're very aware of your surroundings and following the 150-foot rule. There's less water.
The Utah Department of Natural Resources says 26 of Utah's largest 42 reservoirs are below 55% of their capacity. The Jordan Valley Water Conservancy District needs to raise $1.8 million for upgrades, and they're proposing a tax hike to raise money. District officials say that they need to make significant expansions if they want to keep up with growth, and they have a lot of projects in the works.
Examples of those projects are an expansion of our water treatment plant in Harriman, a booster pump station, and new investments in storage reservoirs.
Assistant General Manager Alan Packard says if the tax hike goes through, the average household would pay an extra $8 per year. The trustees are planning a public meeting about the tax hike on August 11th. University of Utah has narrowed down the list of candidates to be the next president of the university. The three finalists include two women and one man. They are Jayeen T. Murthy, Taylor Randall, and Kerry Byington. Now, according to the university, the three will be on campus in 2 weeks to meet with faculty and students. University is also taking comments on the candidates through August 4th. Breaking news on KSL News Radio. Utah Department of Health reports an increase of 873 new COVID cases since yesterday. The department also released a statement along with today's high numbers. It asks all Utahns to carefully consider getting vaccinated and seeking out credible information about the vaccines. Today's numbers also include 4 new deaths due to COVID. Just under 3 million vaccines have been administered in the state. 6,000 of those were given since yesterday. KSL's top national stories this half hour. Republicans are railing against the $3.5 trillion spending bill the Democrats are working on. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell says he still hopes that some Democrats will step up to kill their party's bill.
They're playing Russian roulette with our economy.
A test vote on the bipartisan bill is expected to fail today. Used vehicle prices may be leveling off after a sharp climb during the pandemic. Paul Sugars is a used car sales manager in Dearborn, Michigan. He says buyers are getting over their sticker shock.
People are starting to come back out. They kind of feel sense the same thing. Prices are flattening out.
A shrunken supply drove used car prices up by about 50% in just 1 year. The Pentagon is exploring ways to better secure the nuclear football. ABC's Aaron Katursky explains.
The Department of Defense Inspector General said it would determine whether there are adequate procedures in place should the presidential emergency satchel, better known as the nuclear football, be lost, stolen, or compromised. The briefcase travels at all times with the president and vice president and contains the procedures to launch a nuclear strike. The inspector general review comes after January 6th rioters breached the Capitol and came close to the satchel before then-Vice President Pence was escorted out.
A California couple is now facing charges after being accused of starting the deadly El Dorado wildfire last year while setting off a gender reveal smoke bomb. San Bernardino County District Attorney Jason Anderson announced the 8 felony charges, including involuntary manslaughter, for the death of a U.S. Forest Service firefighter.
The El Dorado fire burned through 22,000 acres. It resulted in the death of U.S. Forest Fighter Charles Morton. It injured 2 additional firefighters.
The couple pled not guilty and will be back in court in September. The Salt Lake City School District has announced some changes in the distribution of free summer meals. Starting Friday, Bryan Middle School and Emerson Elementary School will no longer offer the grab-and-go meal service to the public. Drive-through meals will still be offered at 16 designated locations throughout Salt Lake. Coming up on KSL, despite disagreement on infrastructure, the work is continuing in Washington. And a look at your noontime drive.
Still in the cleanup stages, but almost there. A crash northbound State Street at 3900 South. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
Your daytime companions.
Retail workers putting those jobs at record rates.
Fast food industries raising their pay.
How organizations deal with change usually determines their destiny.
KSL has news all morning and the analysis and depth you love during the day. Just tell Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
You may not have heard the term fiduciary, but if you're working with a financial professional, it's important to know what a fiduciary means. A fiduciary, per license, has the duty to put the client's best interest first. In other words, your interests over our own. My name is Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and as a fiduciary, we must choose the best investment product available and have reasonable basis for that advice. Most financial professionals are simply paid a commission for selling you a product. Trajan Wealth is fee only, which means we're paid a low flat fee, and that gives us incentive to grow your portfolio because our interests are aligned. If you're working with someone who is more interested in selling you a product or seems more interested in making a quick commission, then call me, Jeff Jr., and our team of fiduciaries at Trajan Wealth. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Troy, after a decade of meticulous research, I finally understand the science of why so many people love RVs. It's the freedom. But how did you...
We've been doing this for 30 years, but hey, it only took you a decade, so kudos.
Plus, I can finally prove conclusively RVs carry people, and they're flippin' fun.
And they're downright magical once they're paid off.
Interesting hypotenuse.
That's why this month, during the Bish's RV Red, White, and Blue Sale, anyone who buys an RV can enter their lucky numbers and find out instantly if their RV is paid off completely.
How amazing must that feel? I'll start researching.
So 2031 is when we'll find out.
Come to the Red, White, and Blue Sale at Bish's RV for a chance to have your next RV paid off completely. Get full contest rules at Bish's.com today and unlock secret sale pricing on the site. Plus, get no payments till October on approved credit, more than max trade-in value on all trades, and year-round discounts for veterans and active duty service members. Only at Bish's RV in Salt Lake at their previous Access RV, where memories begin.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news, recapping our top local story this half hour. Utah Department of Health is urging everyone to seek out credible information on the coronavirus vaccine. The health department today reporting a high number of new cases, over 800. KSL News Time, 1237. Lawmakers are battling it out today over infrastructure, but the work is continuing on Capitol Hill. Inside Sources host Boyd Matheson will be speaking with Congressman John Curtis today on a bill that he's working on relating to methamphetamine, which was just voted out of committee. What is this bill?
It is one of those rarities in Washington these days. It is a bipartisan, bicameral bill. So you have Representative John Curtis and then Democrat Scott Peters from California in the House. Mm-hmm. And then in the Senate, you have Republican Chuck Grassley from Iowa and Dianne Feinstein from California have all come together around this Methamphetamine Response Act. And what it really does is it requires the National Drug Control Policy to develop and share with the public a plan for prevention, for treatment. It involves everything from health care to law enforcement and everything in between. So it really is an exhaustive plan. So we'll be talking to Representative Curtis about that. We'll share that a little later on in the program today. But the interesting thing in looking at all of this, so often meth ends up being a law enforcement issue. And our law enforcement folks have such a challenge to deal with everything about that, from the health component to it. 40% of the overdose deaths are from methamphetamines. So they have that issue, and then you have all of the crime, the abuse, the violence that goes along with that. And so it's been a real big part of law enforcement, and they've been a big part of this process as well.
And a bipartisan bill.
Yeah, imagine that.
Some work is being done.
It was, and it was voted unanimously out of committee, which is a great signal that it's going to do well in the House. I'm sure the House will take it up fairly swiftly and pass that, and then depending on when the Senate can slide that in, it could be one of those unanimous consent kinds of bills, and hopefully that gets through because it's good for everyone. It's good for Utah, especially for our rural communities. There's been a huge spike in methamphetamine here in the state of Utah. Yes. So we applaud Representative Curtis for getting after this really critical issue.
And it's good to see progress. We're not going to see that on the infrastructure bill today, though.
We are not going to see it on the infrastructure bill today or tomorrow.
Talked about that
or
before.
The next day.
Right.
We keep talking about it.
Yeah.
People were hoping this would
we'll
be the beginning of the end.
It.
It's just the end of the beginning today.
All right. So. Thank you, Boyd.
Thanks, Maria.
Boyd Matheson, Inside Sources, coming your way from 1 to 3. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. And here's Ricky Mies.
In South Salt Lake, you can now travel just free and clear on State Street and 3900 South. The earlier rollover crash that tied up traffic at that intersection has been completely cleaned up. All lanes of traffic are open. In fact, we're back to a crash-free commute on the freeways and your other main secondaries in the valley. It's Foothill Rug Gallery's semi-annual sale. Get the biggest savings of the year, up to 70% off. Foothill Rug Gallery's semi-annual sale, 1460 South Foothill Drive. Ricky Mies in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's check the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Got a thunderstorm today, mainly near the mountain areas and some valley areas. A slight chance. Tomorrow, more of the same. Hit or miss storms in 99. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Partly cloudy skies, 91 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's new news, human-caused wildfires are down in the state, but that's not the full picture. We'll go into up next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Amanda and I were both so excited to find out that UCCU's Summer Auto Loan Sale is back.
Right now, you can lock in an auto rate as low as 2.59% fixed APR and have all summer to use it.
Buying a car is a big decision, and you don't want to be rushed. You want time to figure out what kind of vehicle you want, and you want to take advantage of this fantastic deal right now, 2.59% fixed APR.
You lock it in, and you have all the way till September to use it, and there's no obligation to even use it. You can just have it and then use it if you want to.
And you don't have to be a member of UCCU to take advantage of that deal. Plus, once you lock in your rate, your immediate family members can also use your low base rate as well.
And plus, remember, we're celebrating the opening of UCCU's new brand. Branches and Draper and Harriman, UCCU is giving away a 2021 Honda Pioneer UTV.
Just stop in to either the Draper or the Harriman branch to register to win.
And UCCU is offering loan deals with big savings on home equity loans, mortgages, auto loans, and credit cards.
UCCU, you're going to love where you bank.
We made USAA insurance for veterans like Liz and Mike, an Army family who's always at the ready. So when Liz's ultrasound showed twins,
hold on, two babies?
They didn't panic. They acted fast and got a bigger car for their soon-to-be bigger family.
After shopping around for auto insurance, they knew USAA was the way to go. Our agents quickly understood their needs and made it simple to get coverage on their new car. They even found Liz and Mike some savings to keep it all within budget.
That was the easy part.
USAA Insurance is made the way Liz and Mike need it. Easy. So they can save for whatever surprise comes next. Explore all the ways we're helping our members save. Get a quote today at USAA.com/auto. USAA. What you're made of, we're made for.
USAA.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
It is difficult for me to be out of a truck and to trust others to do my work at my clients' homes for me. Before techs can wear a Whipple Service Champions uniform, they must go through an extensive onboarding process, including learning the Whipple way, which is our unique way of serving. Voted best place to work, it's good business to treat team members like we treat our best customers. Want to see a Whipple Service Champion in action? Take $100 off any service, repair, or replacement of $300 or more. If it's in your home, we can do it. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, and drain cleaning. I know it's true. Our technicians will do a much better job for you than I ever could as one guy in a truck. With the help of our Whipple systemized approach, call takers, dispatchers, installation coordinators, office staff, and inventory system, you'll get fast, hassle-free service. Call Whipple Service Champions at 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
For emergencies, when you call today, we come today.
Mom used to scream about Dad's drinking. It drove me crazy till Mom went to Al-Anon. If someone's drinking troubling you, you might be surprised at what you can learn in an Al-Anon or Alateen family group from people just like you. Call 1-888-4-ALANON or go to alanon.org.
KSL News Time 12:45. The three things you need to know this hour first.
A big explosion near a home in Erta. Investigators say a propane leak caused the explosion in the well house, but luckily no one was hurt. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, the Utah Department of Health reports over 870 new COVID-19 cases today. The department says nearly all COVID cases, hospitalizations, and deaths are now among the unvaccinated. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot. Here's Ricky Meese.
We are back to a crash-free commute on the Valley freeways. That's the good news. You're good to go at the intersection of State Street and 3900 South. We have had some heavy and sometimes slower traffic off and on northbound I-15 going from Layton into Clearfield. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Still pretty hot out there with some scattered thunderstorms. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny, 91 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy at a briefing announcing he's pulling all GOP members he recommended for the January 6th attack special committee. That after House Speaker Nancy Pelosi rejected Representatives Jim Banks and Jim Jordan, two of his five choices.
The only way to reverse this is seat these five.
Banks and Jordan both voted to overturn the election results on January 6th and voted against both a House and Senate independent commission and the House select panel.
This has always been about politics, and today's actions of the speaker just confirm that.
Jordan calling it partisan. Pelosi in a statement said their appointments could impact, quote, the integrity of the investigation. Later today, Senate lawmakers are expected to take up a test vote on the $1.2 trillion bipartisan infrastructure bill, even though the final details of that bill are still being hammered out. President Biden, meantime, will be in Cincinnati promoting infrastructure proposals and jobs, part of his Build Back Better plan. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth.
The Utah Drought 2021.
In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
State fire officials are giving us all a pat on the back because of the number of human-caused fires below average for July. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has this in-depth report.
The 10-year average for the week of July 12th to the 18th is 31 human-caused fires, but there were only 22 this year, and that's been the trend for the last 3 weeks.
And ever since about June 24th, we've been below average for most of the time. We've been below even 2019 numbers, which was a pretty slow year. I mean, it had a definite uptick, and it usually does. Every year we get increased fire activity leading up to the 4th and then slowing down after the 4th, and this year was no different. But the overall trend line and this number of starts was lower for the last 3 weeks than in 2019 or 2020.
Jason Curry with the Utah Division of Forestry, Fire, and State Lands says this is a clear sign pleas from state leaders like Governor Spencer Cox are working. People are listening.
I think people are taking it seriously. I do. And I think that they are being extra careful this year because of the drought. Drought has been a very persistent message. And I mean, it's really bad, as Governor Cox said. And I think people believe him and their actions are reflecting that.
And we're not the only ones deserving of a pat on the back. Curry says only a fraction of all the fires this year have gotten out of control.
62 of them have grown bigger than 10 acres. So what that means is 586 were caught in an initial attack and kept small, which is a huge credit to firefighters everywhere. And that goes beyond just us. You know, we have state resources, but most of these are probably going to be credited to local volunteer fire departments who make that first response. And, you know, state and federal do a lot of that as well. But almost all of these are going to be largely credited to volunteer fire departments and local fire departments.
But with another firework-filled holiday weekend ahead of us, Curry is pleading to keep the ball rolling.
It's paying off, so don't let off on the fire sense efforts. Keep up the good work.
Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank, your business banking home. Let's get the latest with Ricky Meese.
We are back to a crash-free commute. That's on the Valley Freeways, your main secondaries and side street. A little bit of a reduced speed coming southbound on I-15 from Weber into Davis County. And that is due to the construction waiting for you as you're approaching Sunset at 2300 North. Also, if you're going to be exiting off of I-15 to go eastbound at 1300 South, remember, road work there is blocking lanes of traffic and really causing a congested area at 1300 South at 3rd and 4th West. Trying to quit smoking? You don't have to quit alone. Way to Quit is here if you need help. Tips, resources, and coaches are just a click away. Visit waytoquit.org today. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the latest on your 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Slight chance of thunderstorms today, along with partly cloudy skies. We're hitting the upper 90s. Tomorrow, more of the same. Upper 90s, passing showers and storms, especially into the afternoon tomorrow. And then Friday, we're up to 98. Dry early for the parade, but scattered thunderstorms later that day. Over the weekend, partly cloudy skies and hot. Highs in the upper 90s both Saturday and Sunday. Scattered storms return on Monday with a high of 96 and up to 95 degrees on Tuesday afternoon with more passing showers and thunderstorms. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Sunny and 91 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Markets in positive territory with the Dow up in triple digits right now. We'll check your money news coming up next.
Need to sell your car? Do it quick at Tim Daly Auto Group. Tim Daly specifically has a dedicated team of seven that do just that. Buy cars. They get you paid or the loan paid off within 24 hours or less, often within the same day. That's their job, and they truly give you more than book value. Don't go through the hassle of selling your car yourself. Instead, a quick turnaround that gets you paid. That's the Tim Daly way at Tim Daly Ford, Infiniti, and all three Tim Daly Nissan locations.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish
is pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
It's a new day, and it's coming at you fast. It could be the day your workforce doubles or the day your visitors quadruple. With Comcast Business, you'll have what you need to take on every twist and turn, like the flexibility to control multiple Wi-Fi networks from anywhere and the power of the nation's largest gig speed network, the one that can deliver gig speeds to the most businesses. Every day in business is a big day. We'll keep you ready for what's next. Comcast Business, powering possibilities.
Get started with a powerful and reliable internet and voice solution starting at $64.90 a month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement. Call 1-800-501-6000 or go to ComcastBusiness.com today to learn more. Limited time offer. Restrictions apply. New customers only with 35 megabits per second service and one voice line. Early termination fee applies. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra and subject to change. Wi-Fi Pro Extra.
Are you over 55?
and have not filed for Social Security, you're invited to Salt Lake City's Social Security Summit next Tuesday night in Sandy. It's hosted by Boss Retirement Solutions, a three-time winner of Utah's Best of State Award. In less than 60 minutes, discover how to avoid the common filing mistakes made by 96% of Americans that could cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars. This event is free to Utah residents, but seating is limited. Reserve your seat now by calling 801-896-9622. Get every benefit that's rightfully yours. Don't miss Salt Lake City's Social Security Summit next Tuesday night in Sandy. Call 801-896-9622. 801-896-9622.
Advisory services offered through Boss Retirement Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Insurance products and services offered through Boss Retirement Solutions.
So, you want to be a hero. Here are some ways to get the job. Hunt down that killer shark. Or run into a burning house to save a kitten. Luckily, there's an easier way to become a hero. Call 911 if you see someone experiencing the symptoms of stroke, sudden weakness on one side, or trouble speaking, walking, or seeing. Stroke. Know the signs. Act in time. You'll be a real hero. A message from the National Institute of Neurological Disorders and Stroke.
KSL News Time, 12:54. One day after Jeff Bezos made his historic flight to space, the Amazon founder is facing criticism. ABC's Andrew Dimbert reports.
Jeff Bezos quickly came under fire after giving credit to Amazon workers and customers for funding his flight. The online criticism swift, one person posting, "I'd like a refund." Bezos later responding to criticism that his money could have been better spent.
If you don't focus on the future, then you don't have explorers, you don't have progress.
Bezos also announcing a $200 million donation to nonprofits here on Earth, $100 million each to Chef Jose Andres and former Obama administration advisor Van Jones.
Elon Musk will be the next billionaire to take civilians to space. Only his spaceship will be orbiting the Earth for 3 days. Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Chipotle's second quarter earnings beat estimates. Company surpassed pre-pandemic levels as dine-in customers return to its restaurants. The housing market boom may be on the decline. The number of building permits fell last month to the lowest point since August. Mortgage applications also dropped nearly 24% in June. That's according to the Mortgage Bankers Association. KSL Drives, a self-driving car company, is testing out fully self-driving cars on New York City's streets. Mobileye will keep safety drivers in cars, but they'll keep their hands off the steering wheel. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 258 points, sitting at 34,770, S&P 500 up by 31, and the NASDAQ up by 97 points. The Milwaukee Bucks are NBA Finals champs after beating the Phoenix Suns in Game 6 last night.
The Bucks have done it.
The wait is over. 50 years after winning their first title, the Milwaukee Bucks are once again NBA champions. The game, a nail-biter. The Phoenix Suns, led by veteran Chris Paul, chasing their first championship, coming up short.
And they're starting to celebrate here in Milwaukee.
Giannis Antetokounmpo leading his team to victory with 50 points. The Greek national named MVP and lifting that championship trophy for the very first time.
I hope this can give everybody around the world hope and allow them to believe in their dreams.
Will Gans, ABC News, New York.
Former BYU Cougar Elijah Bryant and Utah State Aggie Sam Merrill are both on the Bucks roster and are waking up this morning as NBA champions.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.